On live television, a co-host of The View said the sight of an American flag makes her feel unsafe. 10 seconds later, sitting a few feet away, another co-host corrected her, on air, without raising her voice. And the first co-host agreed with the correction. Same segment, same breath, almost. That's Sunny Hostin's July 6th appearance on this program's watch list. And it's worth hearing the whole exchange, not just the 10 seconds that went viral. Hostin is not a random panelist. She's a co-host of The View since 2016, a senior legal correspondent for the network, and a former federal prosecutor, which makes what she said next less a slip of the tongue and more a considered legal opinion delivered on live television about the flag of the country she used to prosecute crimes on behalf of. You're listening to Civic Intelligence, where we play the whole clip, not just the part that trends. Today, a viral photo, a flag, and the on-air correction that most of the internet skipped right past. Start with what actually happened on July 4th, 2026. The country was marking its 250th birthday that week, with extra crowds and extra cameras across Washington, D.C. Into that backdrop walked roughly 400 masked members of Patriot Front, a white nationalist group, marching through the city. A Reuters photograph by Cheney Orr caught the moment that outran the march itself. A black woman sitting alone on a Washington Metro train car, surrounded by the masked marchers. It went viral within hours and was still driving cable and daytime television 2 days later. The day before The View picked it up, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, a Republican and the former governor of North Dakota, addressed the march directly on CNN. He didn't soften it. "There's nothing that I could possibly agree with in Patriot Front's ideology," he said, while defending the group's legal right to march as protected speech, calling it part of messy democracy. That's the debate Sunny Hostin walked into 2 days later. Not whether the marchers' views were repugnant, nobody on the panel disputed that, but what conclusion to draw from the photo about the flag itself. On the July 6th broadcast, during the show's daily Hot Topics segment, the unscripted block where the panel works through the news of the day live, Hostin told the panel the photo captured her lived experience in America, calling it a defining image of modern America. Then she went further than the photo. Here's the quote, verbatim. "I said there are times when I walk into a community and I see American flags all over the community and I suddenly feel unsafe because there's a section of this country that has co-opted the American flag. And they equate being an American or an American flag with white supremacy. And that should never be the symbol of white supremacy. But they have weaponized the flag." That wording is identical across four independent transcripts. Fox News, Mediaite, Town Hall, and Newsbusters all published it the same morning. What most of the clips that circulated afterward left out is what happened next. Inside the same segment, co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin, who ran communications for the Trump White House before leaving the administration and becoming one of its more prominent Republican critics, pushed back calmly on air. "It belongs to all of us," she said. Hostin didn't argue. "It does belong to all of us," she responded, agreeing with the correction seconds after making the original remark. Guest co-host Michelle Buteau then steered the conversation back to the photo itself. "When you say, this is the best nation for who? That picture is how we feel walking into many rooms. Nobody will believe us." Play that sequence start to finish, and it's a genuinely different segment than the 10-second clip that drew roughly 1.6 million views on a single repost, according to the Daily Beast. The clip that went viral was the claim. The part that didn't go viral was the co-host correcting her, and Hostin agreeing. This was not a one-off. Back in June of 2021, Hostin defended a New York Times editorial board member who had called neighborhood flag displays on Long Island disturbing. She went further than defending the comment. She said, American flags paired with Trump flags outside of the 4th of July made her personally feel threatened, calling the combination a message of white supremacy, a message of their country, not my country. 5 years apart, same pattern. A strong claim about the flag itself, offered as her own lived experience. The reaction this time arrived within hours. Senator Tommy Tuberville, Republican of Alabama, called the comment mental illness. Nick Adams, the administration's special presidential envoy for American tourism, exceptionalism, and values, said Hostin can leave. Commentator Benny Johnson took a shot at what he called screeching anti-American women on The View. Fox contributor Katie Pavlich went for sarcasm instead, comparing the remark to the kind of person who plants a hate has no home here yard sign and then feels unsafe around their own neighbors. Actor Dean Cain summed up his view in two words: idiots, insane. None of that reaction engages with the second half of the segment, the part where Hostin walked it back in real time. That's the part worth sitting with. It is easy to clip 10 seconds of someone saying a flag makes them unsafe and build a segment around outrage. It takes another few seconds of the same tape to hear her own colleague correct her and to hear her agree. Both clips are true. Only one of them travels. This is also Hostin's second appearance on this beat in just over a month. On June 3rd, she told The View's audience she would hold my nose and vote for Graham Platner, the main Senate nominee, despite his Nazi tattoo and sexting controversies. Different topic, same shape. A strong on-air claim that doesn't entirely survive contact with the rest of the segment. Here's the full picture, not the clipped one. Sunny Hostin said American flags make her feel unsafe. Her own co-host, a former Trump White House official, corrected her on live television, and Hostin agreed with the correction in the same segment. Both things are true. They both aired within the same few minutes, and reporting on one without the other misstates what actually happened on set that day. The Daily Beast headlined its roundup, MAGA Melts Down, as if the story here is who got angriest on social media afterward. It isn't. The story is that a network legal correspondent said, on air, that a piece of cloth this country has flown since before it had highways makes her feel unsafe, and that a Republican who used to run communications for the Trump White House was the one who talked her back off that ledge, on the same set, in the same breath. Every transcript this episode draws from, and the full exchange in context, is linked in the sourced version of this story. Check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. New episodes land in this feed regularly. Subscribe if you want the next one.